This week on Inside Motorsport, we look at two of the most important open wheel motor races of the year, the Monaco Grand Prix and the Indianapolis 500. I hope you can stay with us. First up to Monaco, where the Grand Prix was an interesting affair to say the least. It was Lewis Hamilton getting his first race win of the year, but it wasn't before problems in the pits befell the Red Bull Australian driver of Daniel Ricciardo. First to Lewis Hamilton.
Thank God that today went the way that I'd hoped, and big thank you to all the fans that came out today, really made the weekend. And a big thank you to my team for providing me with a great car to see it through to the end. And honestly, I'm kind of lost for words, really. It was just I prayed for a day like this, and it came through. So I feel truly blessed.
Daniel Ricciardo spoke about his frustrations in missing out on a victory at the famed streets of Monaco.
Yeah, I don't even want to comment on the race, to be honest. Just say thanks to the fans. Thanks for sticking out in this weather. I guess we from the outside we put on a show. Shouldn't have been as exciting as it was, to be honest. But two weekends in a row now, I've been screwed. So it sucks. It hurts. But thanks for everyone for sticking out. I appreciate it.
Audio there, courtesy of Fox Sports. The points championship now for Formula One. Nico Rosberg with 4 wins sits on 106 points. Lewis Hamilton's first win gets him to 82. Daniel Ricciardo sits on 66 points. Kimi Raikkonen on 61. And Sebastian Vettel on 60 points, rounding out the top five. The next round of the Formula One World Championship is in Canada. In the North American Open Wheel Series of IndyCars, the Indianapolis 500 was run on Sunday afternoon, and it was the 100th running of the iconic 500-mile race, eventually won by a very happy rookie in Alexander Rossi, who spoke to Indianapolis media straight after the event.
The very first time I was on the premise was 2007 in the Indy GP, but that was very much of a different kind of focus. So the first time I came, stood in the grandstands and looked at, the oval and understood the size of it and the history and went to the museum and kind of got a tour, a behind-the-scenes tour of this place. It's really when I classified it being the first time, and that was Easter this year. And so now to come back and to be here and to race here and to win here on top of that is an unbelievable thing, and it's come full circle, and I'm so blessed and privileged to be here.
Rossi spoke about the speed that he was able to show in his Brian Herder car.
We had huge pace, and there wasn't many people overtaking us, and it was very easy for us to go forward. But we had a couple of very difficult pit stops, which forced us to go off strategy, and it was something we had to do, and we made it happen.
At the end of the race, it was a fuel conservation run, and Alexander Rossi didn't pit when the rest of the field had to, and he was able to just coast the car around to an exciting victory.
I was so focused on hitting the fuel number and doing the best I job that I could, and Brian Herta was talking me through it each time, and because the Napa Auto Parts Carbon was so strong and so well balanced, it made my job easier, and I just had to focus on hitting that number and getting to the end.
What does it mean to Rossi to be the winner of the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500?
It hasn't sank in yet, and I'm glad it hasn't. I'm still processing this whole thing, but to do it on the 100th running, to do it as an American, and to show that a young American talent is on the rise and is competing in IndyCar is a great honor of mine and something I'll carry forward for the rest of the season.
Brian Herder Motorsport was getting Andretti Motorsport to prepare their cars for this race. Rossi spoke about what it was like being involved with Michael Andretti and the Andretti family at Indy.
Oh man, they're unbelievable. Andretti Autosport is legendary around here, and this just goes to show, we've had all five cars in the top 10 all month, and it's made our lives as racing drivers so much easier. And beyond that, the four teammates and Michael and Brian have been just nothing but supportive of me and allowing me to learn off them and them telling me, you know, answering any of the questions that I have. And Ryan at the end there made a huge difference for me in allowing me to tow behind him and kind of waiting for me a little bit, which was a huge team effort.
Michael Andretti spoke about what it was like to win the Indy 500 once again as a car owner.
You know, it was crazy. You know, we were looking up and it's like, wow, you know, I think we have it covered either way. Which was really cool, you know. It you know, we had two different strategies going, and you know, it paid off. And he did a hell of a job saving fuel there. I don't know how many laps he went there in the end, and you know, he was on fumes at the end, but that's where you need to be.
For Andretti Autosport, it was an amazing weekend. The Indy 500 meaning so much to the family, and Michael spoke about his feelings following the race.
Amazing, you know. To not only win it, to have a 1-2 finish at the 100th running of this race, you know, we're going to be a part of history, and it's just fantastic. And I am so ecstatic with the turnout here. I mean, to see, you know, all these people come out and support it, and, you know, can't wait for the 101st running now.
The Australian interest was centered around the Pertec Team Murray entry of Matthew Brabham. At the end of the race, there was not a scratch on his car. So what did he feel like finishing the Indy 500?
It was a great experience out there. It was awesome. I had a blast. It was very, very steep learning curve out there for sure in the race. But, you know, once I got through that first stint and got comfortable, I mean, I was just loving it. The car was good. In the early part of the stint, I could move right through the field and had some dices with some people. And then towards the end of the stint, started to get a bit loose and got some vibrations. So they were starting to get a little bit dirt tracky and hairy. So I had a little bit of both, you know, moving straight through the field and obviously getting loose and having to struggle through a few things.
Brabham talked through the fuel strategy towards the end of the race.
Yeah, you know, we had a close run at the end there. We were running right with Pagano Power, you know, on the fuel strategy side of things. And we got pretty close. You know, we had a shot at it. And, you know, we didn't quite make it. But, you know, we still ended up with a great result. Pertec Team Murray crew did an excellent job, you know, all day. And I'm really grateful to everyone that has got me here.
For Brabham, it was a special effort to get to the 500. And he talked about what it meant to his family and also team owner, Brett Murray.
It's been an absolute special moment sharing it, you know, with my family and Crusher and everyone that's put in the hard yards to get me here. You know, seeing Dad on the grid, and he was a bit choked up. You know, it was tough to deal with myself. And, you know, we're just so happy to be here. You know, Crusher is getting all choked up at the end of the race. You know, we made it. And, you know, it just really puts that, you know, sink in your heart where it's just an awesome experience. And we've shared it all together, and we're here.
For Brett Crusher Murray, he spoke about what it felt like to not only be a team owner at the Indy 500, but a finishing owner.
Yeah, he did an amazing job out there today. You know, he probably would have finished a fair bit higher. We did a bit of a gamble on the fuel to try and roll the dice and see where he ended up, and probably cost him a few spots, but it didn't really matter. Might be a couple of cases of beer, you know, in the prize money, but we had to, you know, give him the best shot he had at winning. And if he had copped the yellow later, we would have been right there and had a shot. So he rolled the dice, and, you know, what the kid learned, you know, just listening to him the whole race. He was learning the whole way, and we had some good people around him, and great guys did an enormous job on the pit stops. Just it's an amazing day. The thing about Matt is that, you know, he listens. He's like a sponge, takes it in, either whether he's in the car or outside the car. He does his homework. You know, he was obviously very educated when he got in the cockpit of the car. He knew what he was doing. Within four or five laps, he was changing things, moving things around, and the guys on the stand were going, hey, you know, this doesn't happen for 2 years. So, you know, for him to get through the Angeles Grand Prix and finish 16th and to finish 22nd or whatever we were today, probably up on the board there, you know, it's just a magnificent effort.
Crusher spoke about what support he received to make the first Indy 500 campaign a reality.
You know, we couldn't have done this project without Pertec. They've been long-time clients and friends of mine. And I just, you know, Matt thanks me all the time, but really they were the ones who wrote the check. And they're just terrific people. I'm hoping that they feel they've got value for money. They've indicated that they are, and we've built some great programs around it. We've got a lot of people from Australia here, a lot of media here, a lot of corporate people here. We have the Chris Cole Frog Foundation, and we put that program together. So there's just so many elements that came together, and I think their whole team's just put on a hell of a show.
Congratulations to Matty Brabham and also to Alexander Rossi. It was a very special 100th running of the 500. That's all we have time for this week on Inside Motorsport. Till next time round, keep smiling and bye for now.
Inside Motorsport is produced by Thunder Media for the Community Radio Network.